When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class Car Wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Are You There, Dad? It's me, Yoko. And to kick things off this week, we're going to spend this segment of They Should Have Known talking about the one, the only, the Bermuda Triangle. Now, for those of you who are dumb and don't know what that is, it's a triangle in Bermuda or around Bermuda that people just like randomly disappear in. Like a lot of ships and a lot of planes have gone missing there. And here's the thing. It's like people just don't have on Find My Friends. Because if you don't have on Find My Friends, then you'll die. And that's their fault. So all those people, they died because of that. And I never turned mine off. Like, I want all my friends to know where I am constantly. And you know what? My dad actually just turned his off for me recently, which is fine. I'm not mad about it. But it is weird because I just saw his other family's child. Like, Olivia, what's that called? Half-sister. I just saw my half-sister's Instagram story. And I saw her posting about how he took them to Disney World recently, which is fine. It's fine, really. I never wanted to go. I've never wanted to go to Disneyland or Disney World. So it's fine that they're going without me. And it's fine that they're riding the teacups and sharing a churro together. It's fine that my half-sister gets to share a churro with her dad, my dad, while they watch fireworks and stay at the Polynesian, which is on sale right now during the off-season. That's fine. That's fine. I didn't want that. I didn't want that for myself anyway. So it's fine. But back to the Bermuda Triangle. Yeah, so it's like, come on, people, just turn your Find My Friends on. Or just get into your Honda CRV and, like, turn on the GPS and get out of it. You know, it's like, duh, don't die. So anyway, that's They Should Have Known. Okay, well, now we're on to the next portion of the podcast where we, and by we, I mean you all, because I'm very smart and I know everything we're about to talk about. We're going to learn about a new topic, and this is You Should Have Known. And how fitting that we're going to be talking to Professor Alan Grundle, who's the Vice Dean and former head of marine biology at Stanford University. Welcome, Professor.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for that lovely introduction. It's so, so, so tremendous to be here with another fan of the ocean.
Wow, that's so great.
And just a quick correction, I am the Vice Dean. I'm the Vice Dean to the Vice Dean as it stands right now.
Oh, what? Okay, so what exactly, I know this isn't your expertise, but what exactly does a Vice Dean do?
Well, I wouldn't know that. That's above my pay grade. I'm the vice dean to the vice dean. So yeah, I don't really participate in those conversations at this time.
So what do you do?
Anything that the vice dean needs. A lot of it right now is we're trying to find some fish to study and look at because, well, that's mostly my purview in my department is to find and study fish. And right now we're having a really hard time finding fish because the ocean, as you know, is relatively enormous. I mean, I'm trying to use my hands right now to show how big it is, but it's much, much bigger than I can show you with my hands. And the other really kooky thing about the ocean is it doesn't have any corners. So there's no way to really get the fish into a specific spot or get them into a corner. You got to let them kind of come to you. And that's something that is one of the more difficult parts of getting an eyeball on these fish is because they kind of go wherever they want to.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you have a favorite fish?
Wow. It's hard to choose out of the so many dozens of fish. I don't have a favorite fish. I think all fish are ruthless and I don't really side with any of them, but I respect all fish.
Okay. So I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
F, marry, kill.
Mm-hmm.
A killer whale, a narwhal, and a hammerhead shark. Go. There is one ethical correct answer.
Can you give me the three again? I'm sorry. I was in a bike accident today, and I'm having trouble remembering.
Yeah. Stanford, right?
Yes.
A killer whale, a narwhal, and a hammerhead shark. Go.
I think if I had to have sex with one, it would probably be the killer whale. They're sort of the bad boys of the ocean, and I think they could really bring it. Marry the narwhal. It's a stable, even-tempered creature where I wouldn't, like I said, I respect an orca, but I don't trust an orca. Mm. And then kill the hammerhead shark. Frankly, it's just, it's a weird and it's a bad fish. In this job, you don't try to make rulings on if fish are good or bad, but it's held sort of a standard in the industry that hammerheads are a bad fish.
Mm. Did you know that when I was younger, people called me Shamu in Florida?
I did not know that.
The whale from SeaWorld. That was my nickname.
Was it because you were in a prison made of water?
No, it's because I was an Orlando transplant against my will.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
And I also have a fear of white families watching me swim.
Oh, I think that's a very reasonable fear. I think, I don't think anybody should be comfortable with a white family watching them swim. I think that's, I think you're in the right and your instincts feel correct to me.
Thank you. Okay. So I have a lot of questions about the ocean because it's just so big, you know?
Yeah, me too. It's enormous.
So I'm to understand, I know this already and I'm asking you this question so that the listeners know, really.
That's very helpful.
So I'm to understand that at the bottom of the ocean floor, there's tectonic plates that meet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And those cause earthquakes, right? Or tsunamis?
Mm-hmm. Both, yes.
Am I to understand that earthquakes and tsunamis, that's just the Earth's cheeks clapping together?
Yes, that's a really, really good way of describing it.
Okay.
It really is, if you do think of the tectonic plates as the Earth's cheeks, you know, in the same way that, say, somebody was shaking their cheeks right in front of your face, right? You'd hear the sound.
Exactly. Like this.
You'd hear that sound of the cheeks hitting each other. And that sound is obviously the result of sonic waves being created as the cheeks hit and reflect off of each other.
Bub, bub.
Exactly. And so if you think of the tectonic plates as cheeks, when they hit together, they are also releasing sonic energy. When it happens underwater, we see that in the form of tsunamis. You know, the sound of those cheeks clapping essentially moves water across the ocean. And when it happens in a drier area, that's reflected as an earthquake.
Mm.
So yeah, I'd say that's a pretty accurate description. And as we know, you know, we like to refer to nature as Mother Earth. You know, I've written a couple papers about this, that you could say that Mother Earth, from an academic standpoint, has a dump truck ass.
Wow. Mother Earth has a dump truck ass.
That's correct, yes.
You know, I've always thought that myself, so I'm glad that someone else is affirming that for me.
Yes, there's a lot of research to back that up.
Back it up.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, so moving on.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the most evil creature in the ocean?
Oh, the most evil creature is by far the octopus. It's not really a contest. Now, to be clear, the octopus isn't the smartest creature in the ocean. It's one of the smarter ones, but it is the most evil.
Okay.
I think in terms of true malice of intent, the octopus is number one.
Mm-hmm.
All octopi are up to no good. They want to hurt us. They want to hurt each other.
Mm.
And therein lies the problem in their quest to seek domination over the ocean as well as the land, is because they have a hard time working together, mainly because the octopus has the largest ego of any underwater creature.
Mm.
For that reason, it doesn't work well in teams. Now, a smarter but less evil animal, but one that I still think we should be worried about, is the orca whale, as you said earlier, because orca whales, according to our research, are much, much orders of magnitude more intelligent than human beings. The only thing that has stopped orca whales from being the dominant society, the dominant food chain in and out of the water, is the fact that orca whales can't hold a gun. They don't have hands.
Oh my God.
And so a lot of my research is in essentially the most drastically bad thing that could happen to human beings or really any other living creature is for orcas to acquire hands. And so we've done a lot of research on how do we make sure that orcas don't get hands, because they're considerably smarter than us. It's really just an issue of dexterity. Now, that's not to say all orca whales are bad, but orca whales, given the opportunity, could become the dominant species on Earth.
What?
Where octopi, although more evil than orca whales, again, too evil to work together on anything. They're kind of all out for their own purposes, whether those be scams, murders, robbery, trafficking, those type of things.
Wait, so orca whales could kill us?
Well, they are called killer whales, just as a reminder. They can definitely kill us. But here's the thing. They can't kill us from a distance. And here's the number one thing I would want all of your listeners to take away. You should never, ever, ever, ever go into the water. You should never go into an ocean, because that's where orcas can get you. Orcas, at this point in time, can't get you on land. And so if you're living on land, you should sleep safe at night, at least for now.
Okay, well, that's very upsetting, because I have a bachelorette party I'm going to next week in the ocean.
Mm.
It's on a boat.
Mm.
So I shouldn't go?
I would say that you should not go, but if you are to go, you definitely want to be very, very heavily armed.
Are you sure? Because this is Fergie's bachelorette party, and I feel like I should go.
Fergie's bachelorette party's coming up?
Yeah. Stacey Ferguson. My friend Fergie.
Boy, that's a pickle.
So can I go?
Let me think about this for just a moment. How close are you to Stacey Ferguson?
I'm pretty close. I was the third person she called after she botched the national anthem.
Okay, then yeah, you have to go. That's
so I should go, but should I go with a gun?
Yeah, you should go, and you should bring a gun or a sword. The other thing you could do is just wear something that tastes really, really bad.
Okay.
That would be another good option, yeah.
Okay, if you're listening to this, Fergie, I'll be there. But if I'm weird on the boat, know that it's because of him.
Here's the thing. Orcas present tremendous danger to us, but friendships, that's the family you choose. So, you know, you really have to put that above all else.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Okay, well, to go back to the octopuses being evil thing, because the way that you're describing it sounds kind of like my stepmom, Sharon.
Oh, interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
Evil and
sure.
Conniving. So what's the most evil thing that you think an octopus could do? Because whatever it is, it's probably what my stepmom, Sharon's going to do.
Gosh, that's a really, really good question. What's the most evil thing that I think an octopus could do?
Or actually, let me change that question on you.
Sure.
What's the most evil thing that you think my stepmom Sharon could do, given that everything you said about octopuses a little while ago reminded me of my stepmom Sharon?
Great, great. So if your stepmom Sharon is anything like an octopus, first of all, she's into emotional manipulation.
Yeah.
And is probably, to my guess, very, very clever at it.
She tricks me all the time.
Exactly. And making you question your own reality. Like,
yeah.
I could see something like, for example, changing the size of items in your apartment only slightly to make you think that you've grown bigger or smaller.
What?
Say, for example, she replaces your bed with a bed that's 3 inches wider, making you think that you've shrunk, or, you know, the inverse, making your bed a few inches narrower, making you think that you've grown, or placing your cups with slightly smaller cups, that sort of thing, making you think that maybe you're turning into some sort of giant, or maybe you're slowly shrinking. That's the type of thing that, given the capabilities of a bipedal organism, that we could easily see transferring from the octopus psyche onto a human being.
But she's not bipedal. She's only into men. She's only into my dad.
Okay.
So I don't think that part doesn't really track.
Gotcha.
But she's kind of done stuff like that before. Like one time she came into my apartment and she moved everything 3 inches to the left. Except for my computer.
Gotcha.
So I thought I was going crazy.
So you walk in and immediately you feel off balance.
Off balance.
Immediately you feel off kilter, yeah.
She did that. And then I was so distracted by that, I missed my graduation.
Wow. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Okay, so it sounds like you're an expert on my stepmom, Sharon, too. So, okay, I have a question then. So if your stepmom, I mean, if, let's say an octopus named Sharon mm-hmm. in your lab mm-hmm. was, I don't know, let's say stopping you from talking to your other octopus parent and was changing one digit off of his phone number in your octopus phone so that you keep texting some random person in Albuquerque instead and then getting confused why it's not your octopus dad, what would you do to confront this octopus about that?
So, like I said earlier, I was in a bike accident today, and so I kind of had trouble following, you know, what things are octopus specific and what pieces of building out the universe in my head of an octopus phone, an octopus mom, and an octopus dad. But I would say that standing up for yourself, that's always a good bet.
To the octopus? Sharon?
You have to stand up for yourself to the octopus.
Okay.
Here's the thing. You cannot trust an octopus. So any sort of truce or surrender to an octopus, they're never going to honor the terms and conditions of any sort of agreement. The only way to beat them is with pure, raw power, physical force, and emotional domination. So I wouldn't rely on any sort of acquiescence or deal making because an octopus is going to violate the terms of that deal. It'll shake you with one hand and it'll stab you in the back with another. And it'll still have six more hands with which to do whatever it wants.
Professor, did the octopus hurt you in your life recently? Because it sounds like you're kind of talking from personal experience.
I've met several octopi in my life. None of them has ever been so much as cordial to me. They're all disgusting, slimy little villains. And I don't mean to get angry on the podcast, but I want to fight them. I want to beat the shit out of them. They're disgusting little slimy creeps.
Uh-huh.
Frankly, they're, in my opinion, gross misogynists.
Oh.
And also just habitually late to arrangements.
Okay. Is this octopus a simile to for metaphor for something?
No, I'm literally talking about octopuses.
Oh. Okay, Olivia, I don't know where you found him. This guy's... Sorry, oh, my mic is on. Okay, Professor, okay, let's move on. What's the weirdest thing that you've ever found in a whale's blowhole?
Oh, great question. It's hard to say because blowholes themselves are so weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think I might answer that question with a blowhole itself. Every time I get a look at a blowhole, I think... That's crazy. Frankly, yuck.
My ex's blowhole is crazy too.
Mm.
It's nasty.
In what way?
Just looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's like cavernous, but shallow.
Hmm. So wide, but shallow?
Like
a ramekin or a 4-ounce mason jar?
Yeah, maybe. Is a ramekin the thing that you use to make delicious souffles and tarts?
Yes, you would put like a creme brulee in a ramekin.
Okay, you could put like a chocolate, like a lava cake in the ramekin.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yeah, his blowhole is like a ramekin then.
Great, yeah, I totally understand.
It's grooved kind of like it too. I don't like it.
Oh, interesting.
So that's the weirdest blowhole I've seen.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, every blowhole I've ever seen has been weird in its own way. You know, sometimes I think to myself, why did I get into this business? The fish are all over the place. The ocean's so big, we have no idea how big it is. We don't know where it goes. We know it goes all over the place, but we don't know exactly where.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I look at one of these slippery, slimy scumbags, and by that I mean aquatic life, I'm more grossed out than the last time. So it really is. It's an interesting and it's a fickle business.
Okay. Speaking of that, how rich are you?
Well, right now I'm still, I have a negative net worth, you know, from 9 years of grad school studying marine biology and oceanography. So at this point I am worth less than zero financially. But I'm hoping to discover some sort of unbelievable fish that makes me a lot of money somehow. A fish maybe that people can invest in or something like that.
I wish you the best on that endeavor.
Thank you so much.
And I thought you were rich. This kind of sucks. Okay, well, question then. Have you ever been to the Tampa Bay Aquarium? Because if so, I have some follow-up questions.
I have never been to the Tampa Bay Aquarium, but I have seen beautiful pictures of it.
So you've never been to the Tampa Bay Aquarium?
No.
Because I lost my retainer there and I need someone to find it.
Oh, okay. I can put in a call if you like.
No, it's okay.
I do have some colleagues that work there. Are you sure?
That's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I just thought maybe you would know.
You have my email. You let me know if you change your mind and I'll make a call to the Tampa Bay Aquarium. And I have a friend there, Jean-Pierre, who could actually take a look and see if he could find your retainer.
Professor, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
That's so kind.
I would hope that by this time in your life, people would have said kinder things to you.
No, not really.
Tell you what, my friend, you've got an awful lot of hurt in that voice.
No, I'm fine.
Anything you want to share? Anything you want to talk about?
No, I want to ask this question. Just let me. Okay, like, is it rude to poop in the ocean? Is my question.
No. You should feel free to poop in the ocean at any time. Yeah, that's an extremely natural part of life. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Okay, because I pooped in the ocean one time, and then my stepmom, Sharon, was screaming at me in front of everyone saying that I can't take hot dumps in the ocean because I'm the reason why turtles are dying.
No. The reason turtles are dying is the gradual escalation of ocean temperatures, as well as the fact that they're extremely slow. They don't get anywhere quickly, and that makes it hard to run away. Your dumps of any temperature are no problem for the ocean.
They're not going to hurt it?
Absolutely not. You shouldn't feel ashamed of that, and you should feel free, honestly. Feel free.
Okay, because I took a dump in the ocean the other day at a different bachelorette party that I was at.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a different Black Eyed Peas bachelorette party on the ocean, and I took a dump, and everyone kept making fun of me.
Gotcha, yeah.
Everyone was like, Yoko, stop, what are you doing? Why are you taking a dump? Stop squatting over the deck, stop. Mm. And I said, it's a poop deck. It's called a poop deck for a reason. And then I took a fat, hot dump into the ocean, and everyone was like, stop. And then one person made a boomerang of it coming out of my butthole. So then it's like me squatting over the ocean, and the poop goes back up and down. And then someone made an NFT out of it, and now it's just like living on the internet forever.
Sure. So you have my email. If you do feel comfortable sending that to me, that would be, you know, no pressure at all, but do feel free to send that my way.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you should feel any shame whatsoever.
Okay. It's
a perfectly natural part of life.
It's good to know.
It's like throwing up or peeing a little bit when you laugh or something like, you know, it's just part of being a person.
So then is peeing in the ocean also okay?
Peeing in the ocean, absolutely okay.
Wow.
So if there's any takeaway I would want people to get from this, peeing and pooping in the ocean, it's a green light.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Okay, Professor, this has been really encouraging. Are you looking to adopt?
Adopt
a child in his mid-20s?
You know, it's so crazy you ask that.
Okay.
Because I've been thinking, in this life of the high seas, I'd love to share it with someone. I'd love to pass on what I've learned from the ocean to somebody. And this could just be the bike accident that I was in earlier talking, but I don't know if I have it in me to raise a child from birth or to raise a child from a small little kid into a fully grown adult, but to adopt and sort of bring into my family a 20-year-old, that feels like just my speed, actually. So I don't know if that was made in jest or anything, but
no, it's just my stepmom Sharon said I can't go back into the house for the next few weeks.
Sure.
And I picked up on this, like, you know, have you seen the movie Up?
Absolutely.
You know, the old guy and the little Asian boy?
Absolutely, yeah.
I feel like you and I could kind of be like that.
I don't see why not.
This is awesome. This is my favorite episode ever. I got a parent.
Look, it's going to be extensive paperwork. It's going to take some time. Like I said, I don't have a lot of money, but what I do have is a knowledge and a love for the sea that I would be happy for you to join me on.
That's awesome. Wait, so that means that I don't have to go back to Sharon. That means I don't have to go back to my dad.
Well, that's your choice. You can if you'd like to, but you don't have to.
No, I don't want to go back. I hate them now. I have a new... Hey, Dad, you hear that? I have a new dad now.
Wow.
I don't need you.
Wow.
I don't need you. I don't care about you. I don't need your validation. I don't even care if you show up to my cello recital next week. I don't care about any of that.
You have a cello recital next week?
I do. Will you come?
I love the cello. Beautiful instrument.
Wow.
Absolutely tremendous instrument.
Thanks. I'm not very good, but I'll make you proud.
Here's the thing. I can be proud of you. I cannot be proud of you. Your dad can be proud of you. He cannot be proud of you. The most important thing, are you proud of yourself?
That's... Sharon, are you listening to this? You need to talk like this to me a little bit more often. That's wild. Well, Professor, I have one last question about the ocean before we move on to our next segment.
Great.
Okay. So, in the ocean, you said there's a lot of evil creatures.
Yes, absolutely.
And you said there's a lot of smart creatures.
Yes.
Who do you think is the dumbest but nicest creature?
Oh, that's easy. Whales.
Whales.
And by that, I don't mean dolphins. Killer whales are actually part of the dolphin family, so they're a little bit different.
Mm.
But whales. Whales are incredibly kind and not that sharp. Whales can't do math. They can barely read. I'd say the only thing that saves them is they have a decent sense of direction. They have okay emotional intelligence, but in terms of hard skills, computation, etc., not very good. Also, whales, they don't really understand sarcasm or irony at all. Whales have a really, really hard time understanding any sort of complex humor, but whales really never hurt anybody. They make amazing pets. They're wonderful travel companions, and they're extremely trustworthy and loyal. You know, look, every creature has its pros and cons. Whales, overall, they're all right with me.
It sounds like you really like whales, Professor.
I find whales useful. I find whales interesting. Look, again, I try not to get into good and bad. I know earlier I kind of slipped up. I let some passions overtake me, and I mentioned how hammerhead sharks are bad. Whales on the spectrum, probably good. I guess you could say that I like them. But again, what am I going to essentially, here's how I'd put it. What am I going to talk about with a whale? What am I going to do with a whale? There's not much. I respect them. I give them their distance. They respect me. They give me my distance. If we see each other, we might say hello, that sort of thing. But overall, there's not, I don't have that much in common with a whale, if that makes sense.
Well, then what's your favorite creature?
Oh, my favorite sea creature? Gosh, it's crazy. Now that you bring it up, I guess I don't really have one. And that makes me realize I've been spending all this time in the ocean making observations, but I haven't really been making friends. And you'd think after all these years in the ocean, I would have a couple friends that I could call on. And I think it wasn't until this moment that I realized, you know, in the ocean, I have a lot of work colleagues. I have a lot of ocean dwellers that respect me and whom I respect, but nobody that I could really call on in hard times. And I think that's something that I need to
wait
to think about.
I'll be your favorite creature. What about me?
You're a person.
But I can be your favorite. I just want to be someone's favorite thing. I can't be your favorite ocean creature.
But you're not.
It just sounds like when you're talking about whales that you like whales more than me. And I don't know. I just.
Hey, you ever heard of a zero sum game?
No, what's that?
So it's this idea that for one person to win, the other has to lose. And buddy, just because I like whales doesn't mean I like you any less. I can like both things.
This sounds like when someone's trying to explain to me Wordle. I don't get it.
Hey, can a whale play the cello?
No.
That's right. It doesn't have hands. You can play the cello.
And I can shoot a gun.
And you can shoot a gun.
Yeah.
And you can host a podcast.
And I can host a podcast. You hear that, Sharon?
You have a lot of things going for you, okay? And I don't want you to overlook those.
Thanks. And that concludes this segment. Now, before we say goodbye, we're going to do our last segment called I Should Have Known, where our guest has to answer questions about me to prove that I may be an expert in Professor Grundle's field, but he's probably not an expert in mine. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Okay, question number one. What do I like more, cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Wrong. Picking is homophobic. The Bible taught me that.
Mm.
Question number two. Who is my dream emergency contact?
Fergie.
No, I am Fergie's emergency contact, but she's not my emergency contact. My dream emergency contact would be Mariah Carey. I feel like she seems reliable. Do you know what I mean?
Totally, yes.
She'll be there. She has a song about that.
Yes.
She just seems like she'll drop everything to be there for me. But I hope I'm not hers.
She seems like a giver.
Exactly. Okay, number three. What's my favorite restaurant? I know you definitely don't know this one.
For whatever reason, Chili's popped into my head, but I don't know if that's accurate.
No. Wrong. The answer is the cafeteria in the Tampa Bay Aquarium.
Mm.
And I know you don't know that because you've never been.
Correct.
But they have delicious French fries.
And that now explains to me how you lost your retainer. My guess is you took it out to eat the French fries, set it down, and either somebody took it or you forgot to put it back in.
This is the Vice Dean of Stanford right here. Exactly right, Professor. Okay, number four. What's the worst movie I've ever seen?
House of Gucci.
Wrong. The answer is my stupid stepmom Sharon's home birth vlog that my dad made me watch.
Wow.
It was awful. It was gross. And it was just so stupid because he just seemed so happy to meet this baby. And I've seen his video of meeting me at my mom's birth, and he did not seem that happy to see me. It's just ridiculous.
That's really tough.
And my producer Olivia is saying I have to move on. Okay, and last question. Who's my favorite poet?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Wrong. It's me. I'm my favorite poet.
Would you like to do one of your poems for me?
Really, Dad?
I would love to hear one of your poems.
Okay, two... Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Are You There, Dad? It's me, Yoko. Until next time, bye!
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.